All right, so we're starting at the top of Bamud Aleph. Yesterday we had machlokas between Abaye and Rava regards to Yadayim Shena Mokichot. Right, Abaye says when you have Yadayim Shena Mokichot, there's still a good Yadayim, whereas Rava believes that if Yadayim Shena Mokichot, lo havin Yadayim. And we brought machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan with the Gabi Get. And then Abaye and Rava each stated they could fill in or they could fit the other Tana. They could work according to the other Tana's opinion. Now the Gemara is going to challenge, bring challenges down to Abaye's position. So the Gemara says, Meitve, Hare hu alai, Hare ze alai, Asur mipnei shuhu yad the karban. So if he uses a lashon of Hare hu alai or Hare ze alai, right, then it's Asur. Why? Because this is a yad the karban. So the reason that he says, obviously it's a, so then the Gemara says, Taima damar alai, hu the asur, right? Because he used the term alai, which indicates that he is making a ned there, right? That's why it's a asur. Ava lo amar alai, lo. But if he didn't use the term alai, then we'd assume that he's not making a neder. So that's tiyukta de abaye. That's been a big problem for abaye, because we need the word alai here to become a Yad mochiach, right? It's mochiach that this is a neder. You have to lose the lashon hare alai or hare ze alai, which indicates that the person is trying to make a neder. Whereas if you live out the word alai, right, then hare ze or hare, I don't even know if it fits into yad sheino mochiach. But Amar lecha Abaye, no, Abaye is going to have to explain hare alai or hare ze alai. Taima damar alai hu da asur. Aval amar hari hu, but lo amar alai, right? If he says hari hu, but doesn't use the term alai at all, then you can interpret to mean hari hu de hefker, or hari hu de tztaka kamar. Right? So that means that if without the word alai, you can't even, there are alternative interpretations of what this could be. And since there are alternative interpretations of what this can be, it doesn't even, qualify as a yad leneder. Right, because it's so unclear what this individual is trying to say. And where it says, well, how can Abaye really explain this statement or this price this way? Right, but if the price itself says, v'hab yivnei shuhu yad l'karbon k'tani. It says the whole reason that it works is because it's a yad l'karbon. Right, not because, well, the way that Abaye is learning it is that what the alai makes it into a lashon neder. Meaning without the alai, there wouldn't be lashon neder because it could be hari hu hefker or hari hu tzedoka.
So that means that, the fact that the alai also makes it, conclusive.
Right. Well, that's not, the Gemara is saying, well, oh, according to Abaye, the word alai is changing it from nothing to a neder. But the Braisa says, no, what does alai do for you? It makes it into a yad karbon. I mean, what do you mean yad karban? It makes it into a nether period. Yad nether period. It's not even, without it, it's not a yad nether. So what is that? Why is Abaye then suggesting that, why is Abaye suggesting that this will be the solution for the conclusion, or the solution to the question that was asked on him? So if he used the lashon, like for instance, if he said hari hu karban or hari ze karban, right? Would that work? And the answer is probably right. That the answer is that is a way that people say a. Right, so it's not the word alai.
That would be
a
yad, right?
No, that'd be like
that'd be an actual lashon neder.
That's still, we didn't use koneim and we didn't use, but we used karban. So
yeah,
we used karban.
So koneim is only good because it's right, a substitute for karban.
Yeah. Right. So then, the way Bai is learning the brisa, the word alai is the pivotal word. Right? It's hare's, if we said hare's that or hare who, doesn't do anything. But if you say hare alai, then all of a sudden it turns into something. But is that really true? Because if you said hare who karban, right, we know that that works. So it's not the alai that's pivotal, right? Because the word karban. So when we say the Bryce is saying specifically Hari Alai, alright, or Hari Ze Alai, that is a Yad, the Korban, right? Because that is indicative of a Yad Mokhiyah. It's clear what you're indicating. Okay. If you just look in the Ran, two, four, five lines from the bottom. Ran, from five lines from the bottom of the Ran. Right, the question says, Miktani, see that in the line corner, Miktani shu yad la neder. Right, it doesn't say that it's a yad la neder, they're yad the carbon katani. The carbon, hari hu, below alai, have a yad. Because by a carbon, if you said hari hu, without the word alai, it's also a yad. Chikain derech ha-mitnadvim. That's the way people speak. Lomar, hari hu carbon. This is a carbon. Nevertheless, our Bryson says what? That it must be a case where he used the word alai. The spirit lay that yadayim shemuk in the votes, lo avin yadayim. If you don't have yadayim that's clear, right, what you mean, then, we don't allow it to function as a neder.
Dafka that he said alai, I'm supposed to say nothing over there.
We're saying that this Bryson is suggesting that it says hare alai karban or hare ze alai karban. That the word alai is pivotal in making it into a yad. Why should the word alai matter? Right? So it must be. The only reason that the word alai will matter is because you need yad mochiach. That's against the baya's position. So baya tries to explain it away and say, no, you need the word alai because it says, if you didn't use the word alai, it would be hari hu or hari zeh without, you know, and that could mean hari zeh letztaka or hari hu the hefker.
When we say yadim as a mechiyach, the point is that it's something that's inconclusive and therefore could be interpreted to mean many different things.
Right, but that's what Abai is trying to solve. That's exactly what Abai is.
No, I'm saying what kind of an answer is that? In other words, that's how can you say no? But in this case, he needed to say alai because otherwise it could have been fine.
Why is that? Right. Okay. So that. Because then the Ran says that once after that alive, and then it's not even a yad, meaning that there's nothing there that's functioning like a neda, meaning that you have no terminology that references neda. Hari hu and hari zeh, right? Don't alive would at least imply some sort of obligation on the individual, or if you had the word perban, that would imply that you're trying to do something to an object. But when we say hari zeh and hari hu, it's so inconclusive; it's not even a yad. That's what the way Abai
said
it.
That was said in Blumachiach Klau.
Right. The Ran says, he uses a term, Zelo Alai, Achilu Yad Chenu Machiach Lo Havi. It's not even a Yad Chenu Machiach. Right.
So what did you say? What would be a proper example of a Yad Chenu Machiach?
What would we use about the Yad Chenu Machiach? According to Abai here. I mean, that would be a case where you say, Hari Alai.
He says that already turns it into, because he's not saying Karban already,
then Abai would say, I don't need all that, that's too much, that's verbose.
Right, it turns into but
Abai tried to solve the problem by saying, there's a difference between Hari Alai and Hari Zeh, or Hari Alai and Hari Hu, right, then the Gemara says, that's a nice interpretation, but it says here, it's because it's a yard, it says Yad the Karban, not Yad the Neder. Right? Because it's using the word karban, which means that you're using the term karban here. Using the word karban here, then it means you're saying hari alai karban or hari hu karban. And then, why do you need the word alai? According to Abai, it's not necessary to have the word alai. If the braisa was requiring the word alai, it means that it believes that yad she'inu mokhiyach is not a good yad. And the word alai is needed to make it into a proper yad mokhiyach. That means you're making it clear. Hari alai karban. This is, on me is a karban, or hari who's a alai karban. Right, so now that more rejected that by his explanation of the price, so what are you going to say? You quote hari who did see the karban time. Ela ema time adamar alai who's the asur v'chaveru mutar. No, because he said alai makes it clear that for him it's asur, but for his friend it's mutar. Avalmar hari who, you leave it at the word alai and you don't make it clear that it's only the obligation or the restriction is only devolving upon you, then it's hu asur be chaveru, hu shnehem asurim. If you say hari hu, then you both be restricted. When you say hari hu karban, means that we're both, everything, or this possession is asur to both of us. The dama hari hu ekdesh kamar. Because when he says hari hu, and it's unclear what he means by hari hu, it means that it could be hekdesh that he's saying, hekdesh would be restricted on both of us, not just on the single individual. That's why, since it's a yad, she'enu mochiach, and we can interpret it two different ways, we're going to interpret it to be the more stringent, the more inclusive interpretation. So when you say hari ze alai, or hu alai, the word alai defines that it's only, the restriction is only on me, right? Or on the person making the neder. Whereas when you say harezu or harezeh karban, it's not clear if you meant that this is a karban to me, and don't worry about it for you. Or when I say harezu karban, it means I'm trying to restrict it to everybody. You know, this object is now restricted not only to me, to others. All right, so now.
That only works if he's talking about, that wouldn't work in terms of another individual. If he's trying to forbid himself benefit from another individual, to forbid both of them to benefit from each other.
Uh-huh.
That would only, because you can't say that, that he meant to be like Hektesh.
Right. I mean, he meant like Hektesh. I mean, Hektesh is something that's restricted to everybody. That's what they mean.
Right. You can't restrict another person to anybody other than himself. In other words, you can't restrict benefit from another person to anyone other than himself. So it's an object of his.
Right.
But that lesson wouldn't work for another person.
Right. Okay, so now, the Gemara says, are you Hektesh, Gemara? So now, the Gemara says, all right, let's challenge a bite from another problem. Meitvei, harizu chatat, harizu asham. That if you say this is a chatas, this is asham, avo bishu chayav chatat. Even if you're obligated to bring a chatat for asham, lo amar klum. Alright, so we said before that an asham and a chatas, you can't be mitnadev, right? You can't voluntarily bring a chatas and asham. But here, he's obligated to bring a chatas and an asham. Alright, and nevertheless, when he points to an animal, or he says to an animal, harizu chatat, harizu asham, it doesn't work. Why? Because lomar kum harizu chatati, harizu ashami, this is my chatas, this is my asham, im hayam echuyav devarim kuyam, if he's chayav a korban, then it works. Alright, oh, so now what do you have? You have, right? Then it works now, because he said chatat shali, or asham shali, so he made it very clear, right, that he's functioning with a yad mochia. So now, if you have a yad mochia, right, then what is the, this is a problem, extremely a big problem for a abaye. So you have to do abaye. Right, so now abaye is stuck once again. Because why do you need a yad mochia here? Why do you have to say chatati and ashami instead of harizu chatat or harizu asham? Right, so then the Gemara says, Amani Rav Yehudi. Oh, that's not a problem. The author of this statement is Rav Yehuda. Because remember we had the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan by get. The Rabbanan said you don't need Yad Mochia. Really, Rav Yehuda said you do need Yad Mochia. So now he's saying, okay, this brayso will go like Rav Yehuda, who says that what? You need a Yad Mochia. Gemara says, well, didn't Abaye say previously that he can even go according to Rabbi Huda's opinion, right? Rabbi Huda Amar Anad Amri Afila Rabbi Huda. So Gemara says, other way. He realized that he really couldn't go according to Rabbi Huda's opinion, that Rabbi Huda and him cannot work together, and therefore Abaye can only hold like the Rabbanim. So now the Gemara says, well, if you're going to say that Abaye can't explain himself according to Rabbi Huda, maybe Rahim Rava Amar Rabbi Huda, that Rava can only hold like Rabbi Huda and not like the Rabbanim. Gemara says, no, you can differentiate. Amma charaba, ana darmei akil karabanan. Ad kan lom karabanan tol bin yadayim mechichot el gabi get. Dein adam egarishet eshet kaver. Lo amma bin yadayim mechichot. This is Abaye's issue. Abaye cannot be explained according to both Tanoim. He can't explain himself according to Rabbanan. Because he has brisos that are explicitly against his position. The only way for him to explain those brisos that are explicitly against his position is to say those brisos belong to Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas a Rabba can explain the Brisos, he can hold like, because that's his opinion, and he can explain the Chachamim. Even on these Brisos, he can explain the Chachamim by saying that the Chachamim's opinion of Yadayim Mokhot, that you need Yadayim Chayin Mokhot work, is unique to get, like we explained yesterday. It's unique to get because either the circumstances are Mokhiyach, or by get, it is Yad Mokhiyach, because in Adam, Megaresh et Esha Chaver, a person does not divorce his friend, right, his wife's friend. Or his friend's wife, I'm sorry, his friend's wife. Right. Either way. Alright, now the Gemara is going to continue. Now, so far, so we dealt with Yad and Darim. Now the Gemara is going to, see if this terminology or this Yad, right, expands beyond the world of Nidarim. So we've already seen it expand into the world of Gittin, right, because we saw there's Machlokas between Rabbonah and Rabbi Yehuda. We said that they over there asked whether there's a yad or not, the yad. Yad mochiach, yad mochiach. What about in other places where either there's a, someone obligates himself, or someone is, trying to consume some sort of kinyan that will have obligations associated with it, can you use a yad? Does yad work in these other places? So that's what the Gemara is going to ask, and they're going to have a number of them. The rest of today's daf and into tomorrow's daf. The Gemara is going to challenge from other places. Alright. Vayra Papa. Yesh yad l'kedushim or lo? Right? Is there such a thing as a yad l'kedushim or not? So what does it mean a yad l'kedushim? So this is it. A gentleman goes to a woman and says, hands her two prutot. How many prutot do you need to get married? You need one prutot to get married. Then he says, Hariyat Mekudeshet Li. Right? Reputa. So you're Mekudeshet with that Pruta. And then he goes to another woman and says, Bahanami. And you too. Right? So he goes to the second woman and says, you too. But he doesn't hand her a Pruta. He's relying on the Pruta he gave to the first woman. So is that considered a Yad the Kedushin or not Yad the Kedushin? If he hands her a
Pruta.
Right, for the second one. Because if he hands her a Pruta, it says va'atnami. Of course, that's kedushin. He handed her a pruta. He says va'atnami. Clear that's what he's doing. It's almost like it's a yad mochiah. The only question is the yad sheinu, or when it's a yad, when we're unclear about what works over here, is whether when he hands the coin to the other woman, the first woman that he was mekadesh, right? Does that help when he says atnami to the second woman? So heki gummy, what's the case? If he says to a woman, you are married, you know, let's get married. And he says to her friend, Atnami, and you too, she died of Kedushin Atzman. That works. That's not even a question. Ella, if you go to Amarla the Isha, you ask a woman, Ariat Mekadeshat Li, you are, right, let's get married. Vamarla the Kaverta, Va'at. He says, Va'at. Not Va'atnami, but rather just Va'at. You. Me, I mean, when he says the word va'at, that could be, when you say the word va'at, is that a question? Va'at? Right? Or is that a statement?
He's giving two putas to the
first one. Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you get a puta to the second woman already, the Ryan says it's too obvious
How can we say it work? I mean, he doesn't give anything to the second woman. He still has to give her a shekel puta.
Right. But meaning that she'll get the pruta
from the other woman?
Right, from the other woman. Right, so it's not obvious. That's what he's trying to create a case where it's not obvious that the second woman is getting married, or he's trying to marry the second woman. So Gemara says, va'at. Right. Va'at. So the two interpretations of the word at. Mi amrin, va'at nami. Right, and you too. Right. Is that what it means when he says at? That's what he's saying to her friend, and that's why kedushin will work. Right, Dilma v'at hazai. Right?
But you get the two prutas to the first woman?
Yeah.
So I believe, doesn't those two prutas already belong to?
It sounds like he's gonna, he's not giving
it's
them
to the giver, or he still has that, you know.
Right, I'll show you in a second. We'll look in the round in a second and look at it. Alright, so now v'at, the other possibility of interpreting at is v'at hazai. Did you see what I just did? It doesn't work. Right, so that's, the question for him is when you use the word at here, how does it function? Does the yad function or not function here? So now, here, the Amrla, if you look in the Ran, right across from the first line in the Gemara, the Amrla, Isha Hariyat Mekadeshet Li. V'natan la shtei prutot. Gives her two prutot. V'amarla kaverta v'at mi. Amrina and v'at nami. V'at mi amrina and v'at nami. Amrla la kaverta. Right, that her friend is accepting the pruta on her behalf. That a one woman can become a shliach for a friend. Even a place here where they're going to be co-wise, right? Can't explain that he gave one pruta to each one. What's the question? Ba'at, chazai, why would you think? And you? Did you see what I just did? Why is he handing her pruta? Is that really saying to her, did you see what I just did? Even if you say there's no yad the kedushin, in that instance, that's like straight out kedushin, because he's handing her pruta and saying ba'at. So that's not a question. So the only problem is, when we say, Right? Now, if you say, so now the question is, does it work? Oh, Dilma, ba'at chazayah mar lechaverta. Listen to this part in the Ran. The apagav lo mashma hachi. Doesn't, why would you think that he's saying to her, ad chazi, did you see what I just did? I mean, why would he say that to her? It doesn't make sense. V'yad mochiachu, and really it is va'at nami. When va'at, that's a question. And it's va'at nami, or it's not really a question, it's ariyat mekadeshetli, meaning that you're going to accept it, also you are going to accept it. Va'at nami kamar, kevin de inyad lo mahani na'ak kedushin. So that's what the Ran says. The Ran says, what? The only question here is whether there is, it's a bigger global question. Is there such thing as yad by kedushin, or no, there is no such thing as yad by kedushin? We're not talking about here whether it's yad she'eino mokhiach. But yad she'eino mokhiach means we're uncertain about what you meant in this case. So the Ran says, we're not really uncertain about what you meant. We know that you meant va'at. Right? Now the problem is that you're trying to work under a framework called yad, which is that you're not saying the exact formulation, hariyat mekadeshetli, but using va'at, which is a yad. If yad works by kedushin, then va'at is going to be va'at nami. If yad does not work by kedushin, we're going to say that means va'at means va'at chazai. Take a look at this. Not that that's the real interpretation of the word, but because there's no yad by kedushin, we're just going to assume that it has the, right, the negative formulation, or the formulation does not end up in kedushin. That's what the Ran said, because otherwise you end up here with what a question of, this is yad she'eino mokhiach. Because you said ba'at, and we're not clear what the interpretation of the word yad is, and we don't want to end up that way, because the halacha is that you need a yad mokhiach.
Yad chazai, we say, is definitely not a lashon kedushin.
Right.
And if I gave it pruta, then it's not yad.
Right, because that is, that's what he's saying, it's kedushin atzma. Because I'm handing her money.
It's not that he gave the first one two prutas, how do you solve the problem that I'm taking away one from my mouth?
Well, it sounds like he gave it to her, like, either saying right away he did it, but he's giving it to her as to be a, to accept it on behalf of the other woman.
Right. You think that he has to specify it before he gives it to her. It's like, once he gives it to her, she accepts it. She accepts it herself. So,
he might have to
give something of his own.
Right, but he might have given her a pruta and said, I have a potential leave for pruta zoo, and then he hands her a second pruta afterwards. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it doesn't have to be that he gave the two prutos and then said, I have to kadesh li, right? I mean, it just means that she's not, the pruta is not ending up with the first woman, it's ending up with the second woman, because therefore it's not obvious that he meant pruta to be for the second
woman. And if he hands a pruta to the second woman, he says to her, at chazai.
No, then that won't work, right? Because then you can ruin you. I mean, that even though if he just said ba'at, it might work, right? But if you can ruin it.
You can't say he meant, and you consider the possibility of marrying him. And if you agree, then this is your. This is your pruta.
Yeah, but that's what he's saying. When atchazai means, did you see what I did with this other woman? It's not a question then. Atchazai means, did you see I just got married. It's not that atchazai, I want to see if you want to get married. Let's see if you want to get married. Right? It's not that. Alright.
Technically, it brings you that the Miri does say, that he gave the money to the second one.
Right. Now, the Ran does it. Now, I'm assuming, is doing this. I didn't see otherwise, but I'm assuming that Ron's doing this because, and I'm assuming the Meiri, because he saw other opinions that said that you gave the woman to the second woman. You give the money to the second woman, the Ron believes that's Kiddushin Gemurin, because it's so obvious that you're giving her a puta, that it has to be an Ari Kiddush Li. I can see other Rishonim explaining, not like the Ron, but saying that the giving of the puta is not significant unless there is a formulation that means a formulation of Kiddushin, and I'm assuming that's what the Meiri believes.
It means Avram Minhar? Avram Minhar brings and the Meiri.
Right. You know that the fact that Ron specifically goes this way means that there are other Rishonim. Ron is a later Rishon. And a lot of times when the Ron's interpreting, you know that he'll bring an opinion and reject it, or he'll say something because he particularly is trying to say otherwise from another opinion. Right.
Should we explain why he brings a bunch of Rayas often for his,
Right, or he'll explicitly mention that the Manda Amar, Igada Amre, or their Manda Amar, Manda Amar. He'll bring both sides of the case. Alright, so now the Gemara says, is there a Yad Kedushin or not a Yad Kedushin? Gemara says, me violate Rav Papa. Does Rav Papa really have a doubt about whether there's a Yad Kedushin or not? Mandamale Rav Papa le Abaye. Rav Papa challenges Abaye's position in the Gemara Kedushin, where a person says, Hariat Mikudeshit, or Hariat Mirethit. He left out the word, Lee. Right, he left out the word li. So then he says to Abaye, the Abaye says that works. So the Gemara says, Misa v'shmul yadayim she'enim achot havin yadayim. Right, he challenged Abaye over there when Shmuel says this, and Shmuel says that it works. We know that Shmuel's opinion in our Gemara is, what, that yadayim she'enim achot don't work. And if you say Arayim Mekadesh, Arayim Mereset, why should it work according to Shmuel? So now, leaving that aside, what the Gemara does over there, Michlal, the fact that what? That Rav Papa was even willing to ask Abaye about this issue of Hariyat Mereset, Hariyat Mekudeshet, implies that there is Yad Mekudushin. Just a question of it's Yad Sheino Mochiach, right, or Yad Mochiach. Meaning that he's trying to clarify whether Shmuel's opinion would be that you need a Yad Mochiach or not. But he never questions whether there is a Yad or not. The fact that Rav Papa already assumes that a Yad works, right, must mean that he holds that there is Yad Mekudushin. Yeah. So, Mr. Mohan, it's really the Rapal, but the issue of the Kedushin. So, Mohan says, no, Chada, Migo, my Sphere Lele Shmuel, Amr Lele Abaye. Right, so he didn't, he's not saying about his opinion, right? He's saying based on what Shmuel said, right, then he must believe there is Yad Kedushin, and based on that, right, if that's the case, then does he not need a Yad Mokhiach? So he's not stating equivocally that there is Yad Mekudushin, and now just challenging whether it's Yad Mekudushin or not. He's saying there's a two-step process here. What's the two-step process over here? One is that you have a Yad, that Shmuel assumes that there is Yad Mekudushin. Now once Shmuel assumes there is Yad Mekudushin, Dini Mekudushin, Eino Mekudushin. Alright. So the Gemara leaves that alone. Now, by Rav Papa. Rav Papa's gonna challenge again. Yesh Yad Peya, or Ein Yad Peya. The Peya, again, you have to designate a portion or corner of your land to be Peya. Right? So when you designate or make a designation of your land to be Peya, right, what is the status? Now the Ron explains the case here. That's obviously not a case where you're still chayiv in Peya. Right? Yeah, there's a certain amount of corner of the land that you have to give for Peya. Once, if you have not given the full amount of Peya yet, right, then there's nothing to talk about, because then, when you say,
amount is left.
Right, whatever's left, and you say, and you're trying to make something else Peya, it's gonna work, because you still are obligated in Peya. So that's a big case where what? He gave Peya enough to fulfill his obligation. Now, he's adding on Peya that would be in excess of his obligation. Does it work or not? So this is Hekidam. Ulema, the Amar Hadain Ugya, this Ugya, either the, Rashi interprets Ugya to be a Sadeh. The Ran says that Ugya is a aruga, which is a patch of some sort. Right? Lahave peya. So let this little patch or this part of this field be peya. Vade nami. And this one also. Right? So the Mar says, how you peya my alisa? I mean, when you say this one also, it's clear what you're saying. You said this is peya and this one also. That works. That's not even a question that works. That's not even yad. Kikami bai kamon the Mar vade. He says, and this. Well, you're saying nami. Right? You said vade. Lo amar nami. My. Michlal, the Chachamar said, de kulo to havi peya, havi peya. Since we have a principle that an entire field can become peya. Meaning that in other instances, right, we have, like truma. Truma requires there to be shirayim. Right, there has to be something left over. You can't make the entire truma because you need shirayim. You need something to be shireha nikarim. Have to be clear, if you're giving truma, truma is beherim bimenu. You're taking away from it. That means there has to be something left. That requirement of peya does not exist. By peya, you can give the entire field or the entire patch to be peya. So therefore, since it's true that you can give your entire field to be peya, when he says, you know, this ugya is peya, vadein. And also, what does this mean? But also, vadein and this one, what does that mean? This one also, and you're making the whole field peya. When you say this one, and this, I don't know, it's unclear what you meant there. So here, have you peya. Vatanya, because the rest of the kulot have a peya, avyapeya. In. So he goes, yes, you can make your whole field peya. Vatanya, minayim shimrotu laso kosadeo peya, say, how do you know that you can make your whole field into peya? Tamalomar pa'atzadcha. It doesn't say, miyamime, alright, so pa'atzadcha. Doesn't say, pa'at bisadcha, a corner in your field. It says, pa'atzadcha, the whole sadeh can turn into peya. Doesn't have to be a portion of the field, but rather the whole field itself can turn into peya. So mi amina kevan de ikish le karbanos. So what do we say? Because peya is what has a hekesh to karbanos. Ma karbanos yesh lem yad. Just like yad works by karbanos, a peya yesh le yad. So too by peya, you will also have a yad. O dilma ki ikish le baal ta'akar hu de ikish. Yo, for peya, giving peya has the same requirements of not delaying like a carbon. And that's why there's a hekesh between peya and carbon. To teach you what? Like, just like there's a restriction by carbon about the akra to leave it over the three regalim. So therefore, also by peya, there's a restriction about waiting too long to give the payer who the ikish. But by yad, there's no such thing as a yad by payer. The heicha itkish. Where was this hekesh brought? Where do you have a hekesh? The tanya, right? Mimcha, right? That was it. The ki deroshi dreshena shem lekecha mimcha. Right? That's when Hashem, we said earlier on, deroshi dreshena was the chatas and the asham, that you're not allowed to delay bringing your chatas and your asham. Mimcha, the gemara deroshi is mimcha, zeh leket shechav heya. Right? So that's the question here is a simple question. Again, according to the Ran, that Bahadain, it's clear that you mean also this field. Right? The question only here is whether there is Yad Lepeya or is there not Yad Lepeya. Meaning, does Yad work or not by work by Peya? If Yad works by Peya, then the word Hadain would also work here because, right, it's not a question of when we say Hadain, you mean Hadain Nami. This one also. Right? The only question is, if there's no Yad, when you say Hadain, that word is meaningless because it's not Hadain Nami, it's just a meaningless statement because there is no such thing as Yad Lepeya. Why would we assume there is Yad Lepeya? So the Ran says it specifically here, that if you still are obligated to bring Peya, then we're not even talking about Yad, we're talking about Ikar Peya. Then you're trying to give Peya. When you're trying to give Peya, right, then even Hadei Nami is gonna work, and we're not even discussing Yad. One time we're discussing Yad is once you've given the obligatory Peya, what happens if you want to make the whole field Peya? When you say about Hadein and also this, or you want to give more in excess of your obligation, right, that already is a Yad Lepeya, because you're not working within the framework of the obligatory or the ikar peya, you're trying to add on something. You're trying to make something in addition to this peya. So when you're trying to do that, then you're functioning under yad, and then we have to know whether peya has yad or not. And what does that depend on? That depends on the hekesh the karban. Peya is compared or is in the same found, juxtaposed to or in the same pasuk, right, as karbanos. So there is some sort of connection or hekesh between karbanos and peya. How do we explain that connection? So one of two possibilities. You explain that connection means just like by karban, there is baal ta'acher, you're not allowed to delay. So too by payah, there's a restriction against baal ta'acher. Right? That's one possibility. Or the possibility the hekesh is even more broad and more expensive. Just like by karban, there's baal ta'acher. Just like by karban, there's a yad. So too by payah, there's going to be a baal ta'acher, and there's also going to be a yad.
You don't need shirayim and payah?
Because of the pasadka.
No, I'm saying, how did Gemara know that from the question? Gemara said, from the question, I know that there's no limit to Shirayim.
No, that the Gemara is saying, based on your question, it must be, right, that you can make more payah.
Maybe you can make more until you have to leave a drop. How did Gemara conclude that you can unlimited?
Oh, because it sounds like he's making the other field. This is Vadei Nami, this whole other field is going to be payah.